Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three of Mino and the Mayor in a morning that's just flying by. Beautiful out in Green Bay today. 51 degrees, 52 in Appleton, 52 in Oshkosh. We're going to be in Appleton over the next couple of hours planting trees at the park.
Apple trees.
Apple trees in Appleton.
It's an annual event, and they're going to plant trees every year and apple trees and apple. Isn't that a cool thing? Helps nature, gets people involved, and you got to donate too, but that's where we look to Todd. Mm.
Emily Smith joining us from the Green Bay YMCA, talking about a bunch of things, including your big golf outing coming up at Oneida.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
It's almost golf weather out there.
Who did we, Jim?
It is.
Our memories are so bad. You and I worked at a golf tournament at Oneida last year.
It was for a new community shelter.
Oh, was that yours?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was fun. I forgot what hole we had. Did we have the longest drive? What hole did we have?
No, it's a par three. So
I forgot what we did, but anyway, those are fun. Yeah. Those tournaments are great. And the foursomes. When is this thing? Let me guess. It's on a Monday.
It is on a Monday. It's Monday, June 24th.
Okay.
So we have just a couple weeks to go, and it's called our For the Kids Golf Outing. And all the dollars we raise go towards supporting Camp Unalaya, Camp Waubonsie, and our camp program, sending kids to camp.
How many kids have come through Camp Unalaya over the years?
Oh, goodness. Thousands of kids. Yes. And we're lining up to have a record-breaking summer with the number of kids coming to camp.
And it's nice that COVID thing is over and people are really getting back in. Nobody's afraid anymore. But, we did the father-daughter thing.
Wonderful.
You have a lot of cool things that happen at Camp Unalaya. But this helps support the kids?
Yeah, it supports all of our camping programs, including father-child weekends, father-daughter weekends, our women's wellness weekends, our outdoor education programs. There's a lot of schools around the northeastern Wisconsin that go up to Camp Unalaya and learn about the environment and life skills.
And the rope swing early in the morning when it's freezing.
Or the polar bear swim going in that right. Water, right?
That's a great... We're so lucky to have that. It's so close, right, Searing?
I can make it there in about an hour 15. So it's really close.
Right.
And then our summer camp program as well, which is, kids starting at age 7 can go up there and stay overnight at summer camp.
You mentioned some other camps. I'm really, really only familiar with Unalaya. What are the other ones that you support?
Yeah. So the Green Bay YMCA has two summer camps. We also have Camp Waubonsie, which is located in Brussels, Wisconsin, which is, on the way to Door County.
Yeah.
It's right on the bay, and that's our day camp program. And we actually, if you sign up for that for your kid, we will bus your child up there for the day. They, run around, have arts and crafts, boat, all these different things. And then we bus them back down and you pick them up after your workday is done. So they have a full day at camp and they do that, Monday through Friday.
Awesome.
Okay, well, that's us. Day camp. And then, of course, Unalaya is the overnight thing, which is it's so much fun. So how do we participate in this? The 24th, that's coming up. It's foursomes, I take it?
Yeah.
Shotgun start?
There's two different ways that you can... Well, there's three different ways you can support. Number one, if you want to golf, you can sign up for a foursome. Or you can come just for brunch. So we're doing a program before golf. So for those folks who maybe don't have the whole day to golf, they can come and support camp by going to brunch. We do a program. And then also we're still looking...
They make a good Bloody Mary out there.
They do.
I don't remember that because they gave us the tickets for the Bloody Mary. And... it was early, right? 8:39. John and I go out there, and John goes, "I'll have a Bloody Mary." And I said, "Look, I don't. I'll just take a Virgin Mary. I don't want any vodka in mine." John goes,
"Yeah,
can you put his vodka in mine?"
Well, you're paying for it.
Yeah, you're right.
By 8:30, you guys have been up for a while.
You can
handle it.
We got our workout in already.
It's true.
Yeah.
So, all right, so that's a good idea to kind of kick it off with a brunch instead of after golf, because you never know when people are coming in. But anyway, so you got a brunch in the morning.
So we have a brunch in the morning so people can buy tickets just to come to brunch and support that way. And then we're also looking for a couple sponsors still that want to be whole sponsors.
Right.
And so that's another way that people can support.
And the cool thing with you guys is it's directly helping kids.
Yep.
Plain and simple.
Yeah, money
it's goes directly there. Helping kids.
Yeah. Stays local.
Yeah.
Literally every dollar you give puts a smile on a kid's face, right?
Fantastic.
They get to go to camp.
Yep.
So
love it.
How do we contact you, Emily, or the Y, or what? Let's say somebody's listening, like, oh, I'm going to get a foursome. And the 24th, I've got nothing going on, so let's golf.
Yeah, so you can email me directly at emily.smith@greenbayymca.org, or you can go to greenbayymca.org as well. And there's links on there to the event.
Okay. And if people want, they can just contact us even.
Yeah.
Pass it on.
Exactly.
Fantastic. So what's the schedule now for my swim lessons?
Well, we can get you scheduled as soon as possible here.
Okay, it's going to be pretty quick.
Yeah.
So, Emily, really, you are willing to teach John at 60, whatever, to swim?
Yeah.
We do teach adult swim lessons at the YMCA. I personally probably will not be teaching you.
That's fine.
I don't really like to get my hair wet.
Okay. I don't either, to be
you
honest
and John,
with you.
Yeah. Okay, well, you should be teaching him.
I'm going to wear one of those hats.
But I was telling
swim
him.
Caps.
Swim caps.
Right. But there's beginner lessons for all sorts of people. So there's beginner for adults.
Yeah, there are beginner adult
but
lessons.
He wants private because he's, you know, look at him.
Well, we could probably get that figured out for
okay,
you.
We
do teach private swim lessons for kids, so I'm sure we could do that for adults.
Because we were kind of talking about the whale earlier. I don't know, that has nothing to do with this, but it's private.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we have a warm water pool downtown.
Right.
So,
and I'm wearing a wetsuit. I am. I'm wearing one of those immersion suits. And the diver told me about those. We're talking about that. So I'm going to be a scuba diver. I am. I'm going to learn how to scuba dive.
We actually are doing a lot of learn to swim, our safety around water programs right now, and learn swim programs as well throughout the community.
Awesome.
We're just partners with Boys and Girls Club for that too.
Do you guys have scuba lessons in your pool?
I don't believe
so. Because you were saying that, Jim.
They rent the pool, like the scuba people. Oh. You guys don't teach scuba diving lessons,
no.
But you will rent your pool to someone because when people learn to scuba dive, they'll start in the pool because it takes fear away. But then they're out at the quarry pretty quick. Like, I think it's like two lessons and you're out in the real world. So, Do you scuba dive?
No.
I can't believe your parents
I don't like
do.
To get my hair wet.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. I was listening, but I didn't write that down.
I run the pool program for the Y, but I don't get in the pool.
I do not run the pool
program. I do not get in the pool.
I was a lifeguard many years ago, actually, when I worked at Camp Unalaya.
Really?
I was a lifeguard because, you know, water safety is very important up there.
So did you stay up there then during the week or go back and forth?
So I worked as a summer camp counselor for 2 summers up at Unalaya.
Neat.
And part of that was also being a lifeguard.
Awesome.
Stay up there. I lived up there all summer, starting in early June until the end of August. Taking kids out on
that's a great
trips
gig.
And doing campfire. It was the best job I ever had.
Oh
yeah.
Man,
yeah,
that's a cool. That is.
Yeah, it was
a lot of fun.
So I told you that that's where I met my husband. He was a counselor too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that seems like a Bill Murray movie or something. Remember that Bill? What was the Bill
Sounds
Murray
like
movie?
A Hallmark
Todd.
Movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Was it called Summer Camp where Bill Murray was a counselor at a camp in like Canada and the people were hooking up and the whole thing at the campfires?
Summer Camp.
Did you ever see Summer Camp?
I didn't.
You lived it. Lived Summer Camp.
They wrote it about me.
It was modeled after her.
Exactly.
But the Larsons, which is your maiden name, have an affinity for the water. Your dad is at Green Bay Paddle and Sail?
Yeah, my dad, Jeff Larson, he works for Green Bay Sail and Paddle. He's the operations director there.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, that's a cool organization.
Oh, I don't know if I can speak too much to what they do there, but they teach kids how to, families and kids and individuals how to get out on the water in boats.
Sail. It's more sailing, but it
And they do even, water safety as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even bigger than that, though, they some of these kids don't understand how valuable the water is. They maybe didn't do a lot of swimming or didn't embrace the water. So it's a lot of education because they take some kids that maybe a little lower income and bring them out and have some great, great programs for appreciation of the bay and how fortunate we are. And then teach them how to just sail just on, what are those called? The fish?
The little ones.
What are they called?
The sunfish. Yeah, there
sunfish.
We go.
That's what they teach about. But that's a cool program. And it's been, you know how the Packers do that give back? They've chosen that organization a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep, we've been part of that too. Of give Big Green Bay,
and, right?
You know, I mean, safety around water is huge, and it also is very impactful of whether kids participate in activities like going to camp. When you think about going up to Unalaya or Bunzi, where you're on the water and there's boating and there's swimming, we've definitely experienced where kids. Maybe a little uncomfortable going to camp because they don't know how to swim.
Right. Sure.
And so making sure that we teach safety around water and how to swim and boating safety and all of those.
I've never been on a sailboat. Have you?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been on a sailboat.
I have. I'm not particularly good at it. But
really? Do you know how to sail?
We gotta,
no.
Oh. No, but you got to work a little bit.
That's what I mean. It seems really
hard.
That's
the problem with going on a sailboat is, you know, you can't just sit and relax. They kind of make you do stuff. Yeah,
you have to practice a little bit of patience, too.
Well, I got a friend. Her family used to do this sailboat race up in Lake Superior. They start like Sault Ste. Marie and go to like Duluth.
Yeah.
And she was talking about times where she got knocked into the water from, is it the boom or something that comes across?
Yeah, she,
out in the middle of Lake Superior.
Ooh, cold.
Well,
oh!
She should have been warned. But yeah, that thing can move very, very quickly when you untie it. It's like,
yeah.
So I just wanted, one other thing on the swimming that I want to get back to, all that the YMCA does, and you do so much in the community. We're very fortunate to have five YMCAs in Greater Green Bay. But swim lessons, I would encourage parents because it's fun and your kid's going to be more confident, but they also, there's a ton of jobs for lifeguards. I mean, just, they're always looking for lifeguards. And even in the off season, you know, Tundra Lodge and stuff, those people still will put lifeguards on. So anyway, yeah, swim. John, it's going to be great. Your whole world's going to change.
I know.
After you pass the course. Yeah.
This is going to be your best summer ever.
I think it is.
Ever.
Once you learn to swim.
Ever. It is. It's going to open up a lot of.
Yeah. I'm going to get a boat.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a
boat.
Or
we can take you up to Unalaya and take you out on the diving rafts.
I would do that too. I would do that.
Swing. There's a lot of stuff you can do.
Hey, you know what we got to do though?
Yeah.
We got to get Ed the diver to come up to Unalaya.
Okay.
Because what he does, he goes underwater and he finds all the stuff. Oh. You know, and a lot of stuff, you know, sometimes there'll be bottles and stuff and things. Can you imagine the stuff he would find there?
Up north? Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
These kids would get such a kick out of it. You won't believe the stuff he finds. We're going to set that up. Ed the Diver, if you're listening, we want to set this up. Would that be okay?
Emily,
the kids can all watch him do it.
He goes down to clean out our swim area.
Exactly.
Well, no, I think that's going to be educational because he also speaks about the environment and, you know, how to properly
clean up
fish.
The environment and everything. Yeah.
He finds a lot of fishing lures, like 16,000 or something.
Oh, my goodness.
He's found 16,000 fishing lures.
Well, I don't recommend swimming in the lagoon up at Unalaya, but because it's a little murky. But the shoot pond is pretty good.
So. He does shoot pond all the time.
Yeah, there you go.
He does. He's got that little light that he does, and it doesn't bother him a bit.
And I'm going to work with him when I learn how to swim.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, the whole world. Okay, so what else is going on, Emily, at the Y? I mean, you got a ton
of
stuff. Go ahead.
I'll just note that this summer we have our summer block parties that'll be happening throughout the summer for families at the Y too. So that's another opportunity for people to come out and have great family activities. You know, camp is big. This is our camp season. So.
And we're going to keep pumping your golf tournament.
He picks the best
music. I don't know this song at all.
No, I bet you've never heard this song.
You're awesome, Emily. Thanks for being here.
GreenBayYMCA.org. They got the whole website. Many things going on, especially the golf tournament June 24th. Support that. Be a team, be a player, or sponsor a hole.
Great.
You
want to
do it?
So
you and me?
We'll shut the video off.
We just did it. Okay. Thanks, Emily.
Thank
Come
you.
Back anytime.
Thank Always. Thank you.
Mine on the Mayor. Back after this.
We're not at a football game. That is
every wedding
amazing,
I ever did.
Right?
I had to do this, and we had to get everybody doing it. Right? Oh my gosh!
Yeah. And everybody knows it, and everybody—that's you want to get people off their chairs and onto the dance floor.
Yeah, that'll do it.
A polka or YMCA.
Yeah,
that will do it, especially in Wisconsin. So.
I remember the Packer games when they used to do it. They had 70,000 people doing the thing. I still like that song.
Oh yeah, it's. Unbelievably,
I still want to live at the YMCA here in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Remember we talked about that? Where they got that room upstairs? You can see that it's empty.
She was going to look into that for you.
She was
going
to look into it. I forgot to ask her that.
That's archery now, though, right?
Yeah, something. Yeah. But they just store stuff there. I would love to live at the Y. Would I have my own bathroom? I don't like sharing bathrooms.
No, not,
no.
I upstairs.
Right.
At the.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like, wasn't that where, not a homeless shelter, but wasn't that like if you didn't have a home? The people, it's the Young Men's Christian Association, right?
Yeah.
And wasn't it?
Oh, I don't think. I think it was a cool place to live.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, some of those. You ever been to the YMCA in Milwaukee? It's unbelievable. It's like palatial.
And they rent those out?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't think that's the way that started. I'd have to look into that. I don't think so. I think that was more of a,
I think
nothing else is working out.
No. It was a cool place to go.
People would. work, and their goal is to live at the YMCA.
It's mine.
I don't think so. Well, right. I have to look into that one a little bit.
You go
more,
ahead and you look
she's
into that.
Great. I mean, she's got awesome. Great energy.
She's phenomenal.
And I know her parents pretty well, and she's got three other sisters, and they all have great energy, care deeply about their community. Yeah.
Okay, got no disrespect. I love Emily. She's great. Bring her in anytime. Not sure I'd want her to be on duty if I was flailing in the water.
No.
Because she doesn't want to get her hair wet.
Yeah, I know.
She's the only lifeguard that didn't want to get her hair wet.
She was
wet.
Pretty adamant about that.
She's very, very adamant about that. I'm not getting my hair wet.
Yeah.
She may throw you one of those little things and
grab onto that.
Or they pull yourself up.
Right. Or they can throw out those what are those things that you whatever you hold on to, right?
Like a gaffing hook.
Right. No, but they can throw you out something and you gotta swim and find it and keep you buoyant.
I could see her doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Not getting my hair wet.
She said that a couple times.
Emily is awesome.
Yes.
We got Sean Lynch coming up, Winnebago Bicycle in Oshkosh, which is a pretty interesting thing. Huh, Todd?
It's a great shop right next to actually Wegner Market, which we've had them on before as well. But right on Main Street, they've got all the great bikes.
Yep.
But they also put together great community events to get people out and biking and socializing and really learning the city. So.
And not hardcore biking. We're doing 30 miles today.
Yep.
Yeah. I wouldn't even probably need to wear my padded shorts for that.
No,
you know what I mean? You could take it easy.
Wouldn't you want to just because?
I would to walk around in them.
Yep.
That Wegner Market is cool. We should really, for one of our Tuesday travels, maybe we could bike with this. We'll have to ask him if they can do something Tuesday around noon. That would be fun to participate.
Well,
we'll
find any day of the week.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
All right. That's awesome. And then we have, this Greg Mills is just to verify your
story.
My buddy,
okay. Sally Struthers knocking me out.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, and then tomorrow.
Not a lot of people can say that, I don't think.
No,
by the way.
No. Hey, by the way, Todd, you mentioned something during one of the breaks here about our Napoleon Dynamite poll.
Yeah, so throughout the day yesterday, you guys had a poll because Mino said that everybody's seen Napoleon Dynamite. Mm-hmm. Jim and I had not seen it, and Jim was pretty adamant that not many people had.
Right, very adamant.
So on the poll yesterday, I think it was 98-2%
that people had
During the show. But we kept the poll going online on our social media.
Okay.
And total, 91% say yes. Total no 9%.
91%, Jim. That's the highest. That's the high water.
Even
mark.
Emily saw it, right?
That is.
91% of our
things
listeners.
Things don't go at 91.
And I'm sorry, Amanda was getting some grief from our listeners yesterday because she said that it was a bad movie, right?
Yes.
And the listeners were kind of taking her to school on that a little bit.
Yeah. No, we should have a movie night.
Ooh.
At the Tarleton.
I think.
And show hosted by you guys.
Yes.
And you guys choose two of each one a favorite movie.
Yes.
And we play them.
And then we talk about it.
Yep.
Yes.
Napoleon. All right. This one at 91% that I'm in the 9%. I feel like I'm a little bit more connected with people than 9%.
I guarantee you all three of your daughters have seen it.
I want to see that. That would be my movie I would pick. Now, he's going to say Pulp Fiction because I thought that was, I turned that off. But you said it takes a while to get into that.
Yeah.
I did not like that movie at all. So I don't even want to see that. Napoleon Dynamite I would see.
Okay. All right.
So what movie, Sound of Music? Hamilton?
I've never seen that.
I can't believe that. Now, that's another 91%. That's another 91% on my side.
No.
Oh,
can you imagine if John chose Napoleon Dynamite for new movie night at the Tarleton and Jim chose Sound of Music? We played them back to back.
I might choose The Big Lebowski.
Oh, that'd be good, too.
Yeah. I'm the dude.
Yeah, I don't.
You've never seen The Big Lebowski?
No, yeah.
I think a lot of guys haven't seen The Sound of Music, though.
No.
Oh.
The Sound of Music. We went to that. I remember my dad took us there. When did that come out? I mean, I had to be fifth grade, fourth grade.
65, maybe?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And we went to the theater. It was a big deal. But, that is the best movie, one of the best ever. Just everything
I saw, Jake. My buddy Jake Vandenplas from Farm for Vets in Door County says he can get me a boat.
I can get you on a sailboat.
Oh, get me on a sailboat.
Patriot Racing Project in Door County.
I would do that. I would absolutely do that. Can I be one of those guys with a winch like in America's Cup? You're cranking up stuff and everything?
Sailing is more work than I think you think.
But I'm getting in shape. I think I'd be good at that.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what job I would never want to have, though? Actually, I'll tell you a movie that I did see that you'd be proud of that I saw. Moby Dick.
Okay.
Those guys that had to climb the masts and undo the sails up. Who would have the cojones to climb one of those things? Those things got to be 100 feet high over the ocean and they're just hanging on by their hands.
Why was he climbing the mast in the middle of the ocean? That's all done from.
I think it's when they're taken off from the docks.
You pull the ropes and then the sail goes up and comes down.
No.
I climbed a mast to put a flag up there.
I did too.
To put a flag up there. It had nothing to do with the operation of the sailboat. I don't think you're right on that. I think the guy climbed the mast to put up a flag.
It was to put up the sail. They were taken off from the port. I want to say they're in New Bedford, Massachusetts. Okay. What?
I thought you got a pulley, right?
This was like set in like the 1870s or something. Wasn't it Moby Dick?
They had pulleys back then.
No, they didn't. This guy climbed the top.
So I got to look up.
I saw the movie.
When were pulleys invented?
Were pulleys out when Moby Dick was written?
Okay, there. That, I bet you you're the only one Googling that today, but okay. Yeah, I don't think you're right.
Those old sailors, even the Navy guys, used to have to climb to the very top of the mast and do the sails.
So they would hook it to their belt? Or how would they? I don't get it.
I'm not a sailor, Jim. I don't know, but I'm just saying I saw the movie, and the people would climb. And I think that's the worst job you could possibly have on this rocking boat in the middle of the ocean to climb to the top of the
thing.
It was called the crow's nest.
Yes, I know, but I don't.
Any sailors out there? Do we have any historical sailors out there?
To get the sail up to the top of the mast, isn't that done on the level, on the lower level, and you pull it up?
Okay. And then they need that guy to go up there to attach it. They had to put it on the rings.
Oh, he's got sailing away. No, I think this is great.
Oh, so, yeah, Christopher Kress. Hey, welcome back.
Man, you know.
Beautiful May Day here, 1982. How about we set sail with Christopher Kress?
Use the pulley.
Stay with us.
Use the mast.
Gentle music.
All right.
And a Thursday
we'll be right
morning.
Back.
More sailing tips when we come back.
Well, it's not far down to paradise. At least it's not phony.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. This segment, once again, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm going to be getting them, but this man does have them.
You got to have them. I mean, right, especially if it's your, not your last house, but if you're going to spend some money on your house, windows and doors.
Great investment.
It is.
Nothing better.
And not only, it saves you money down the road. That's what I like. And like I told you, with our house, and I know you've been over there once, it's quieter. And I thought that was a cool thing, too, so... Yeah, I'm a big fan of Pella, and I think what I liked about them, and I didn't really know them when I first bought my windows from them, and we did it over a series of years because they didn't have this great financing package when I bought them, so we'd buy it like, because windows, they're not the cheapest thing, so you want to buy 2, 3, 4 a year, and then the next year, and the next year, but they really come over, and it's free, and they really do some great design work and give you some options, and you talk about it, and then they have plenty of spec homes that you can go to and say, oh, drive by this house, drive by that house.
And we had Ben Melkor and Deanna, his wife, on yesterday, right. Talking about, you know, curb appeal and doors are so important. Right. Doors and windows are so important.
And that guy that built that house for options, he has Pella. Remember we talked about him?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You want to do that right. So, yeah, that's a... Yep. And their customer service is great. They're right here in Green Bay.
Yep.
So, yeah, I like it. Love them.
Outstanding.
Yep.
I got this text from Jake. He said, sails get pulled up with a rope called a halyard.
Okay. Sails get pulled up. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. And then who attaches them? The guy that climbs that hole, the mast. He climbs up to the crow's nest.
No, see.
Okay.
It's like a triangle, Johnny, right? So they pull the sail up, and then they just tie it off.
Who ties it off? The guy up there?
Not the guy on the ship.
I'm going to get somebody on that knows what we're talking about.
Where do you tie
it? Sean Lynch. Sean, you a sailor?
I am certainly not.
Okay.
Okay.
Because there's a big sailing club in Oshkosh, right?
Yeah, I think there is, yeah.
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 Well, anyway.
Sean, find one of those guys that has to climb to the top to tie off the sail.
He's not going
to
find them because they don't exist.
He's going to find them.
They don't exist.
One of my employees is a sailor, I think.
There you go.
Thank you, Sean.
Okay. We'll get him on another time. We'll talk about your bicycle, your Winnebago bicycle.
Or Sean Lynch from Winnebago Bicycle in Oshkosh.
Is that a big thing or what? Bicycling?
Oh, I mean,
it's huge.
I think it is. Yeah, I mean, especially since the pandemic and everything, right. People have just kind of taken to two wheels a lot more. And I go out on the trail here in town all the time, and I just keep seeing more and more people using it, which is really cool to see.
It's cool.
It's awesome. And I'm glad that cities and counties are investing in trails because it's safer than the street. Although with these share lanes, we're trying to accommodate bikes on the streets too. I mean, I just think the cities, I don't know where Oshkosh ranks in the, gold, silver, bronze. I know Green Bay is a bronze city when it comes to the bicycling. Are you guys in that game?
I'm not sure if we are currently. I know that there was plans to continue to expand the infrastructure here. And I think a lot of it just kind of comes down to getting more people aware of cyclists on the road.
Right.
That's really the big key for it. And that's why I always encourage people to not be afraid to, occasionally ride on the road, especially if it's on a road that's not too heavily trafficked. Because if there is someone who is driving on there, they see you on the road and they think, oh, yeah, okay, I got to be aware of this person. Yeah, and
Peter and Tracy Flukey come on here. They say the same thing.
Exactly.
Yep. What you're saying, they've said. Yeah.
And when we were concerned about drivers not seeing bicyclists, so we ran a campaign, it was a few years ago, but is to count the number of bicyclists you see on the way to work. And that made people almost look for bicyclists, And because, you both have equal share of the road. I mean, not equal, but you both have the right to the road. You have to stay in your lanes. Right. But anyway, I think that's great that we're being more receptive to bicyclists because, you can get the whole environmental angle that we're not burning up gas and all that, but it also is very healthy for the individual. So,
but what you guys do is pretty cool, Sean. It's like, it's not like these hardcore bike clubs where, we're doing 30 miles today or whatever. This is a real casual community type thing of getting together and just enjoying it, right?
That's really the kind of thing that I've tried to spearhead just with the events that we do throughout the year. We have a series of alley cat races, which are just basically like scavenger hunts throughout town. And then, I also do this bike to work day thing coming up here pretty shortly. And just kind of to help people who are casual riders and support them, because I feel like that's the bread and butter of the cycling community.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit more about bike to work. These are people who don't normally bike. Is some incentive or what's tell me about that?
Really, it's just kind of it's not like a major event or a huge thing. It's basically just me standing out in the middle of downtown Oshkosh and waiting for commuters to ride by. And I've got a pot of coffee from New Moon Cafe, and I've got my work stand out there, and I can do some quick minor adjustments for you, air your tires, leave your chain. Well, I give you some free coffee to enjoy, and we can have some good conversation.
Nice. Oh, that's cool. And I think once people do it, they'll be like, why don't I do this more often? Maybe once a week.
I've got people who come pretty much every year, every time I do this, and they're like, I was waiting for this day all year long.
That's fantastic. It's a great community type thing to get involved with, isn't it? I mean, very supportive.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just a diverse world, cyclists. I mean, you get people from all backgrounds, all walks of life, and we've all got varied life experiences. So there's never a short of good stories.
And what's cool about that, it's just regular people. It's not like John wears those little, spandex shorts and, you don't have it's like, come on. These are just normal people.
Jim, if you haven't tried them, don't knock them.
I'll admit they are pretty comfy.
It's like a second skin.
Yeah.
Eesh.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have the padded ones, Sean? I'm trying to find the padded ones.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah. We got a whole bunch of them.
Really? Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll look at it. Okay. So Sean, tell me about.
I'm going to come in here and spandex.
Oh my God.
I'm serious.
Separate rooms. Sean, tell me about the slow roll event. What is that?
Slow roll. It's kind of a partnership between myself and a few other people in town. We kind of do this thing where they work on figuring out the dates and the locations, and then I plan and lead the ride. And what it is everyone just kind of shows up at a location, usually like a restaurant or a bar or something like that. And we get some food, some drinks beforehand, usually starting showing up around 5:30, 6. And then wheels down, we take off at 6:30. And then we do a very short, 5-6 mile kind of ride, very slow, casual pace. I mean, even kids on kids' bikes are able to haul right past
me. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a great community building experience. I mean, I think the biggest one that we had was a couple of years ago when Gibson Social Club down here in Oshkosh opened up. We had 320 some riders.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Imagine how I felt just leading that entire crew of people down the middle of Main Street.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Where do you guys go, Sean? What's your route?
It's different every time because the location is different every time. So I think the first one here is at Manila Resto in downtown Oshkosh. So I might go kind of near the lake here in Oshkosh just because it's a really nice route. But it's always the third Tuesday of every month.
Oh, fantastic. And anybody can just show up and do it, huh?
Just show up and do it.
Outstanding. guys got anything else coming up this summer? Because this is the summer of biking.
Oh, yeah. We have actually this weekend here. We're going to be bike packing. So we're taking off from the shop at 2 p.m. ish, maybe 2:30. And going to be riding a little bit north to somewhere on the Wolf River. This one has a little bit of a special theme to it where I'm not telling people where we're going.
Okay. So
you gotta prepare for anything. And we're going to camp out overnight and, you know, carry all the gear on the bikes and then ride back the next day.
That sounds phenomenal. Wow. That's something I would love to do.
Yeah, we got a whole series of bike packing trips throughout the year. It's a lot of fun.
We're going to Shawano. We're doing a thing because our meteorologist from Wausau, she's going to leave Wausau and go to Shawano, and then we're going to leave from here to go to Shawano. Now, we haven't biked as much as we used to. In fact, we haven't biked in like 30 years.
Like going to school in grade school.
How long do you think it will take us to bike from Green Bay to Shawano, which is, I think, 42 miles?
Oh, I mean, are you going to be stopping along the way?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, okay. So probably. Five, 6 hours, I'm guessing.
Whoa! I thought it'd be like 2 hours or something. Five or six hours.
If you're doing 2 hours for 40 miles, you're all in the mail.
Okay, really? We can do that. Okay, all right, we got
to... So maybe you guys need to start the night before.
I was going
to
say that.
Do the show from
our show's over at 9. We'll meet her for dinner.
I told you we could camp, Jim. I told you we could camp.
He did say we could camp.
And you wanted nothing to do with that.
What's
that?
Slow and steady wins the race.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Ooh, five or six hours.
That's the new name of our show, Slow and Steady.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I'm slow.
Yeah.
And I'm steady.
So.
Wow. Okay, Sean.
Sean, you're seeing a growth, though, in bicycling?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we've the shop itself has exploded over the last couple of years, and we've done some pretty cool things, especially with the community building. That was really the main thing that I wanted to tackle, because I kind of always felt like it's not enough for a bike shop to give people a bike or an opportunity to buy a bike. They need to give them also an opportunity to ride the bike with other people. And I think that whole culture aspect is something that is very important to me and to the shop.
You know, another thing, Jim, we talk about this a lot in the winter when we had Kristen on.
Right.
You know, it used to be, you know, you bring your bikes out and as soon as the snow's gone and then as soon as the snow comes, you put them away. But you guys have so many different kinds of bikes now. It's a 12-month-a-year sport or activity, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's like fat bikes that you have 4 to 5 inch wide tires and you can ride those all year long, especially in the snow. Kind of keeps you afloat on top of the snow.
It's pretty cool because they get their lights because it gets dark so early, but they go out for rides, you know, after four.
I want to do that Winnebago thing. Do you guys still do the thing on Winnebago?
The ride across Winnebago?
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't the last couple of years.
Yeah. No ice. Before. Yeah.
Actually, what I always do with that one is that we hop along with that whole crew, but then the little group that's with me, we actually peel off once we get to the other side of the lake and we ride up into High Cliff and camp out overnight.
Wow. See, this is what I want to do,
this
Jim. You don't want any part of this. I want to camp and ride.
Yeah, Johnny, just to save ourselves some time, look at the physique and which kind of shape Sean is in, and look at you. We're both on the screen right now. Kind of says that we cannot do that, but we would like to. That's John's a dreamer, and if you can... What did
Zig Ziglar say?
If you believe it, you can achieve it.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's our new motto here.
Exactly.
Besides whatever you just said
before. I'm
going
to get that tattooed on my neck.
Hey, what's...
I am. I'm not even kidding.
Forehead.
Right there.
Sean.
Got 906 over here, and I'm having that right here.
Oh, jeez. Sean, tell us about Winnebago. That's your company, right? Winnebago Bicycle? Is that... What's your name?
Yeah. The Winnebago Bicycle is the name. It started in 2013. The original owner was a guy named Benjamin Rennert, and... he started this shop because he had a really good vision about what a bicycle shop could be, especially in a downtown Main Street area of a nice like Midwestern town. And so he started that and it took off. And then he hired me back in like 2016. It was kind of my day job while I was working on something else for another career. And then in 2020, he decided that he wanted to try some different ventures in his life, and pandemic kind of killed my other career. So then I was like, you know, actually the shop
not too bad. It pays the bills.
This is for me. So then I took it over, and it's been a wonderful journey ever since.
Did you know that my ancestors used to own a bike company in Italy?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mino Bikes.
That is true. A lot of the stuff he says isn't, but that is true.
We're in Italy.
Northern Italy.
Northern? Okay.
Yeah. Mino Bikes.
The Mino Bike Company. They used to be in the Tour de France and everything like that.
But,
interesting. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, right.
But, hey, when you see my calves, you'll understand.
But with some of the bookkeeping, they're all in jail now. Yeah. But yeah, they're good people, though. Nice people.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me, how do we get a hold of you? Or how do we find out? Once a month, you're doing these rides. You do these the bigger things, the camping. Website, phone number, how do we find out about, keep up on this?
There's plenty of ways to do it, actually. So we have our website, www.winnebagobicycle.com, or also bagobikes.com. And on there, there's like the about thing. And there's a tab for like special events or something like that. And I've actually got a graphic that lays out every event throughout the year. And then also Google Calendar with more information. And then some of the Google Calendar events will take you to the Facebook event pages, which I'm told you don't need to be in user of Facebook to be able to view them, so that's good.
Hey, do you have one of those tents that you can just pretty much throw together real quick?
Oh, I'm not a tent guy, dude. I need a hammock. I cannot lay on the ground.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, okay. Yeah,
year round too, like winter and everything. I got to be in a hammock.
Wow, did you ever winter camp?
Oh, all the time.
That's I told Jim that I used to do that when I was in college in northern Minnesota. He doesn't believe me that you can camp in the winter.
Okay,
it's the best time to do it.
Absolutely, no bugs.
No bugs, no bears to worry about. You're fine.
Absolutely. Watch him. You still don't believe me.
No, I think he was.
I think Mino just found a new friend.
Yeah, I do. That's great.
We're going to hang out together.
Right. Yeah, man.
What are you doing from 6 to 9 every morning?
I'm telling you, if you ever winter camp, you would love it. When you're sitting out there, you've got a big bonfire going, and it's so quiet and so peaceful out in the woods, you can't believe it. Have a good sleeping bag and do whatever. Tell them, please back me up on this, Sean.
It's a different kind of quiet when the snow is absorbing all that sound. It's so cool out there.
It really and truly is. We're going winter camping.
I sometimes go for a walk in the winter, it's very peaceful. I agree with the whole peace thing of snow and quietness.
In the woods in the middle of the winter is the coolest place you'll ever be.
I still think there's animals.
There's no animals.
Yeah, there are. They're like
they're hibernating.
No, I don't think so. Like opossums. Though. I don't think.
Oh my god.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for possums.
Believe
me,
they have more teeth than any other animal in America.
I had a buddy lost his face to a possum winter camping. Yeah.
See, I heard about that. I heard about that. They have two rows of teeth, Johnny, on the top and on the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Say what you want.
Hey, Sean Lynch, Winnebago Bicycle Company in Oshkosh, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
WinnebagoBicycle.com. What a day, a year, a life it is. You know, well, you know, you had it coming to you. Now there's not a lot I can do. Supertramp.
Yes.
I love these guys. Hey, I think they're coming to the Meyer. Not them, but they're, was it Roger Hodgson?
Tribute band?
Tribute band's coming.
All right.
I think we should go to, I love those guys.
You called Mino a dreamer, and so that's why I had to
do
that song.
I don't know if that was Zig Ziglar's play music, but that, yes.
Okay.
But John, like he said, like Zig said, if you can dream it, you can achieve it.
All right. So. Now, you think some of my stories aren't truthful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I've got my good buddy Greg Mills from Los Angeles, or actually from Scottsdale, Arizona right now, who I work closely with for a lot of years. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, John and Jim.
All right. Okay, Greg, I you sound like you're a real person. I didn't know if John was kind of pulling one of these AI things on me. So
I put your picture.
I confirm that he has lots of stories.
Man.
Some of them are true.
Okay. All right. We're on the same page there.
Now, true or not story. And by the way, I put your pictures of the rattlesnakes in your yard on my Facebook last night for people to believe
that.
Yeah. Those are some nasty looking rattlesnakes you've got in your yard there, my friend.
Believe me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Believe me.
Wow.
I just got to ask before we get to John's embellished story. These rattlesnakes, like, do you think of moving or what? Because John said they're a protected species. You can't take their head off?
Yeah. Well, talk to some of my neighbors, and they take care of them different ways than we do. But my wife would shoot me if we took care of them the way some of my neighbors do. But anyhow, and it's not like every day by any means. We've seen four or five since we moved to Scottsdale 3.5 years ago. But it's always a surprise. I mean, because as you know, they blend in so well. Yeah. And the one that John showed the other day, I mean, I just looked it up the cover on my grill, and I had been standing next to it. I mean, like 3 inches away, moving something a moment before, came back, pulled the cover up, and there he is. And man. It was bad.
I would have turned on the grill.
Remove, but.
But you could eat those. You can eat rattlesnake, right? You can eat that?
So I've heard. It tastes like chicken, yeah.
Yeah, everybody says that. I don't know anybody that's actually done it. No, it's one of those things.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
But I give you credit. That one really nasty-looking one that was under your pool cover last year, Greg took one of those things like we used the other day for picking up garbage around town. Wow. He's got one of those. He took it, put it in a bucket, put it in his car, and drove it out to the desert. Right, Greg?
And and I've done four of those. And but I got to tell you, my wife always goes really slow. We live half a mile from the Tonto National Forest, and that's where we take the snakes. But just taking it, I mean, they are not happy. And you're holding the cover on that, and my wife is driving, and she goes about 2 miles an hour. And everything.
Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. So anyhow, but I've moved four. But I am not going to do any more because we had the snake guy out because we have a mesh thing around our yard now and not supposed to get snakes in there. So he removed it for free. And I asked him the one question I've had. I said, you know, I've moved four of them and all four of them were easy to grab on the first try. What if I don't grab it on the first try? He goes, then you've got a problem.
Wow.
So now on, we've decided I am not moving anymore because they will lash out at you. And that's probably not good.
Wow. I just, you know what?
I want to hear about Sally Struthers.
So we're playing this celebrity softball game in Tucson. I'm playing third base. Sally Struthers, who was, how shall I put this, stout at the time?
Yeah.
She was not dainty or petite.
Okay. I think when people were saying, when she'd say, oh, please send money to feed the kids, I think she was taking some of that and feeding herself. I'm just going to say that.
She
hit this pop-up to me, and I'm under and I catch it. And the next thing I know, I didn't realize that as soon as she hit it, she started running out towards me, and I didn't see it. And she jumps at me. She's only like 5 feet tall, maybe. And her knee came up and caught me unawares right in the groinal region like you can't believe. Knocked me down, and I couldn't breathe. You ever have that where it's like you try to breathe, you can't breathe? And people thought I was joking. Oh, okay, John, why don't you get up? No, let's play. And I couldn't get up because I couldn't breathe. And she was still laying on top of me. True story, Greg?
Greg, yes, did you witness that?
I did witness it, and she... Yeah, and keep in mind, again, she's like 5 feet tall.
Tiny. Yes. And the whole...
And secondly, going towards third base as opposed to first. But anyhow.
Yes. Yes. But she literally knocked me out. Sally Struthers did. And then gave me a big kiss. Yeah.
True story,
yes,
Greg?
Exactly.
Yeah. That really happened.
It was, I will take the word alleged off of it and say it is true.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. You sound like an honest guy. All right.
There you go.
His first honest story today.
I was going to say, we've been working together for a while, and it's, and sometimes I get these texts at home, and it's like, I don't know what happened, what John said. I don't come back here and hurt his feelings. But,
hey, you're talking about the rattlesnake. So Greg and I were talking about this a little bit on the phone yesterday. When I was working at Tucson, I was going back to the station with a photographer covering high school football, right, Greg, in the early mornings?
Yep, exactly.
And there's this big rattlesnake coiled up alongside the road. So we stopped, we got out, we videoed it, where I'm like interviewing the snake, kind of doing that stuff. And so, you remember that, Greg?
Oh, that's
true story.
I do remember another true story.
Yes,
absolutely.
But then it must have just eaten something, because it didn't want anything to do with us. It must have just eaten a gopher or something. So we pulled up alongside of it, and I'm in the car now, leaning out the window. And I rolled up some paper notebook, and I was like dropping on its head. Things see if we get to move. So then I took a coat hanger and I unfolded a coat hanger and I tickled the back of its neck and it whirled and snapped at that thing. And Greg, I don't know if you remember what I did. I sat back, I rolled up the window, I locked the door, and I go, 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 go.
He's on to me.
I locked the door.
Wow.
As far as I know, they're not adept at opening doors.
I wasn't taking any chances.
You know,
because he just decided to himself, okay, I'm done with you.
Right.
Buddy. Yeah.
You know that?
You don't agitate. No. Don't agitate those.
Well, sometimes you read those stories where somebody will be out in Yellowstone or something, and now it's not the coat hanger, but they go with their phone, they get really, really close, and then they get like, bit or eaten.
Yeah.
And some of us who are sitting, in our sofa is like, I deserve that, I don't think you've ever had as much empathy as, or sympathy, I guess.
Yeah.
Let them alone. But I just got to ask you, when you took those snakes off of your property, took them out to the
National Forest.
At National Forest and let them go, did they ever come back at you? Because they're kind of upset that you're relocating
when you overturn the bucket, what happened?
Interesting. Hey, Jim, here's the thing. My wife got upset because what I do is I have, it's those round buckets that, 3 or 5 gallon buckets.
Right. From Menards or whatever.
Anyhow, and I just toss the bucket.
Sure.
Because that's
I don't want
smart.
To take the top off. And
okay.
And so I do it from like a foot up,
got it.
A foot from the ground.
Okay.
But to do it. So it'll take the top off and it'll go. And she doesn't like it. She thinks I should lay it down. And she, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
You're a smart guy. All right.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
But no, they do. They go the other direction.
All right.
Thank God.
Yes.
All right. Well, Greg Mills, thank you for verifying my stories.
Yes.
My pleasure.
You're believable, Greg. All right. Well, good luck in that's Scottsdale, right? That's where you are, Scottsdale?
Yeah, oh, he's got a beautiful house in Scottsdale. It's a beautiful place. Wow. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, Greg. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thanks.
Take care.
Take care. See ya. All right. Look at the time. We got to head to Appleton to plant some trees. Apple trees in Appleton. We're on our way. I'm hoping to go to the event tonight over at the Daily Buzz, too.
Oh, that
suicide prevention lady.
Yeah,
I want to see her. I want to listen to her talk.
And I've got my show tonight. So, yes, a lot going on today.
Back in tomorrow morning. Thank you very much, Todd. Thanks for doing a great job. All the great guests, JJ Korn, Turtle Knight, Emily Smith, Sean Lynch, Greg Mills. Back in tomorrow morning. See you.